This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A time where, you know, you still don't control that building at FedEx Forum. That's the Grizzlies. You do now control Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. And if even a top 25 ranked Tigers team just about all season long last year can only get 6,500 butts in seats in an 18,000 seat arena, yeah, I think it's those days of packing out 18,000 that's what you're selling night after night. You're playing the NBA arena. I remember Josh used to be his recruiting pitch, 18,000 people. No, those days are behind us. That's not to say you can't still be successful, though, in this era and get what you want done. And Penny Hardaway can absolutely do that. We've got much more to do in hour number three. Going to talk to my man, Mark Healy, the 35th year voice of the Millington Trojans. This is the centennial season of football for Millington, I believe for Bartlett and some others as well. So a huge football year, obviously, just marking 100. And for Mark, it'll be his 35th. We're going to talk about his career. We're going to talk about the high school football season. We got jamborees taking place tonight. The football's in the air. Jeffrey Wright, my man over at MUS, knows that. I used to love my going over there and seeing Bobby Alston back in the day and covering those MUS teams.
Yes,
love
sir.
Talking some prep football. We're going to do that with Mark Healy about 125. That and much more. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN. Leaders Credit Union is here for you, our Memphis listeners. They're here and they're invested. They're here to stay. They're not-for-profit financial institutions fully owned by members. Means it operates for your benefit. That's the big difference between them and a bank. You're part of the family. So when Leaders Credit Union is making money, it's going right back into you. Well, how's that work? It means better technology for you, like their new financial wellness tool. You'll absolutely love inside their online banking and mobile app. It also means better rates for you on a car loan, mortgages, their summer vacation. You can power it, or at least the rest of it, with your Compass Black credit card through Leaders Credit Union. Earn 3% cash back on every purchase and 0% introductory APR for 15 months. No categories, no limits. Can set up direct deposit, enjoy no annual fees. It's time your credit card worked as hard as you do. Also, open up that Future Leaders Savings account if you wish for your little one, like I've done for a little Christopher. It's a great way to show your young ones how their money can grow. See full details and disclosures. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN leaders. It's federally insured by NCUA and is your financial champion. Before we get to my friend and the man, the myth, that is Mark Healy, a 35th year voice of the Millington Trojans, told you we'll talk about their 100th football season. Real quick, a reset of, I suppose it's still the day's biggest news, the release of the Grizzlies schedule. We took you through it first hour, some of the highlights, obviously starting out on Wednesday, October 22nd, got that finally, that opponent. It's the New Orleans Pelicans, one of five teams that I think Brad and I have come to the conclusion we feel pretty good about this Grizz team finishing ahead of five Western Conference teams. And, yeah, hopefully opening night is a sign of that. Obviously, and Brad, I got a question for you here, because I'm not sure it's something we've focused on the show. We've kind of just dismissed it, said our piece, and moved on. But you're going to play those couple of games, those oft-talked-about games, both in Germany and in England. You'll get Desmond Bane there both times, obviously with the Orlando Magic. What you lose is the Desmond Bane home game. You'll also lose the MLK game. Brad, I'm curious, mm-hmm. because I've heard folks lament, you know, the fact that you don't have both of those things. Obviously, the MLK game, you probably already see where I'm going. Mm-hmm. And the fact, and listen, this is one of my man Brad Carson's favorite players, if not still.
Oh, he's still his favorite career. Still my favorite player.
And the fact that you don't have, at least in another instance, another day, mm-hmm. Desmond Bane, because of Orlando only playing Memphis the two times, once obviously here, you don't have the home return game. Of the two things, what have you heard, your view, folks lamenting the most? Is it MLK, or is it not having MLK for a year, because Wexler says it's going to be back?
Yeah.
Or is it not having Desmond Bane in the return game where you can pay your respects?
I think I've heard more about MLK because of the trip than I have Bane. I think people have pivoted on Bane.
I don't get the Bane thing. I'm with you. I'm glad where you're going this
way. I'll be honest with you. I'm stunned by the lack of people are pretty cool with the trade, and they think we won the trade. I think we won the trade, too, in terms of the haul, but I think people are underplaying just how great of a player Desmond Bane is and how much you're going to miss him and how important he was as a solid player who was available a lot for you and who could shoot. And everybody talking about how bad he was on defense. But people on this particular subject seem to be more focused, and I realize you're losing the Desmond Bane return game, but people here seem to be more focused about losing the MLK game.
Well, we do pour a lot into it. I don't know.
Is that the vibe you get?
How important is it to...
That's the vibe I get. You get the same vibe, right?
How important is that salute to Desmond to you? For a guy like you, I think it's fair that love Desmond Bane. You want to go down there?
I think we overstate the return games for a lot of non-Hall of Fame players, though. Because I hear that. We're not
talking about an all-star.
Even as much
back.
As I love Bane, I don't need a massive return. You know, if he were coming back, you'd do a tribute video, everybody get emotional, and then you'd be on your way, right?
And we'll be able to do it, just like to me, to MLK, we'll be able to do that the next year.
Yes.
When he comes back after the international games. Yeah. That's why I'm not – you'll get your chance. It'll be next year.
I also think that these two games in particular against Orlando are going to be featured in a way that you're still going to get a little bit of that this year, and you'll still get it next year. But this is going to put the Grizzlies on another stage, I think, because Orlando's going to have a big platform this year. They're supposed to be one of the top teams in the East, especially because Boston is going to be without Tatum all season. So Tatum's out. You know, Indy's worse. There's a lot of mess in the East right now, and Orlando is loaded up now after they got Bane and they made some trades. Tyus is there. So I think that this game kind of elevates to another level. Both games are going to be on Prime, by the way. It's going to be a big deal.
So I was going to get to back to the schedule. Both games, as Brad just said, going to be televised as part of your 10 nationally televised games on Amazon Prime. The others, Grizzlies going to play on Amazon Prime on Friday. That's the October 31st game. A little bit later, tip 8:30 against the Los Angeles Lakers. You'll have LeBron and Luka here for the one time this season. That's one of your 10 nationally televised games. Memphis will play on Peacock December 22nd. You get OKC, also Minnesota on February 2nd, and March 23rd against Atlanta. Again, those are all mm-hmm. Peacock games. Then you play three times on ESPN to round out. You got one more lone NBC game. This is December 30th against Philly, and the other three will be on ESPN. You got New Orleans, Denver, and then Golden State in terms of those nationally televised games. We mentioned, and Michael Cole pointed out, you're up one from last year from nine. Listen, after you trade Desmond Bane to get 10 nationally televised games, one more than you had last season, I think that's fine. No, it's not close to the 34 nationally televised games that the Warriors, Knicks, Thunder and Lakers get.
Yeah.
If you were expecting that, I got some land to sell you,
I was fine
North
with
Memphis.
The 10. I mean, in the past years,
exactly.
when we were at our zenith with the core three, we had 12 to 14. So I think 10's a pretty nice number. I do think something that's been talked about at the front end of the schedule is you need to, in those first 6 to 9 games, be ahead of 500, even without Edie, because of it being lighter, with especially if you start with New Orleans.
And 8 of those first 11 being at home.
You got to go
knock some of those out. And Rob Fisher pointed that out. You're looking at that first 11 games with 8 of them at home and thinking, okay, well, even if you don't have Edie, here's an opportunity here to get off to a nice start. You know that's going to be important to Ja Morant, who is considering this, as we said, a takeoff year for him. And so, yeah, the start will be key. So will the 14 back-to-backs that they've got, and 4 of those are going to come in the month of March when you've got 16 games. That's one of the busiest months of the schedule for the Grizzlies. But love what Rob had about that 9 of 11 game stretch after the first 11 that Brad just pointed out, where you should, that do seem to be advantageous for you. Right after that's a real tough stretch that Rob calls maybe the toughest of the season, where you're at New York, at Boston. And listen, everybody's just saying Boston's going to be some chump team because they don't have Jason Tatum. They still got the finals MVP over there in Jaylen Brown. Yeah. And my guess is they're still on some nights going to be able to shoot you out of the building because that will remain their style. Then you're at Cleveland, at San Antonio. That's just to start those next 11 games. Remember, 9 of those 11 are on the road, and the other 5 road games in that stretch, Dallas, New Orleans, Clippers, Sacramento, and at San Antonio again. And so just as quick, you know, just as fast as it was the first 11 were seemingly advantageous because of the, you know, the slant to home there, 8 of the 11 games, it gets just as difficult. So if you don't have, as we said there first hour, just to reiterate the point, if you don't have Zach Edey for much of that, if you don't have him for a significant portion of that, you could be behind the eight ball. Not that this team wasn't behind the eight ball a couple of years ago after a slow start, ended up, what, the 2 seed? Things ended up fine. But you don't have Desmond Bane anymore to make up that ground. You have a lot fewer things in terms of things you know you can rely on. You got a lot you're banking on and a lot that you believe in, but you are not the team that you were when you had Desmond Bane. And so you don't want to put yourself too far behind the eight ball.
I think that the playoff run will start at the very beginning of the season when you don't have Edie. If you don't knock out the beginning of the season, you're hooked. I know that sounds really, you know, sort of sports talky, but like, you know, we were getting away with it because we had such a lead last year as being a 2 seed, and then we dropped down to being a play-in team. Like, I don't think you need to hold it at least, and you need to start like you did last year.
It's going to require Ja Morant being on the floor. We discussed that with Sane ad nauseum there, and we have done it 65-plus games. As far as I'm concerned, you want him in the MVP in the MVP discussion, but obviously playing those 65 games, has averaged 51 games played per season over his first 6. That's a big part of this. But the other thing, and this is the way I would bottom line, that's this reset of the schedule for Ja Morant. Clearly, this year, in a year that he is calling a takeoff year, it's going to require the word we talked about earlier this week, Brad, patience on his part. Mm-hmm. You got to be there, and you got to be patient. For a guy, again, who has gone through 2 agents already, he's moving on to his 3rd agent, I don't know that patience has necessarily been one of his virtues. It's going to require it, because clearly Zach Kleiman has said, Ja, for us to take the step forward, moving off Desmond Bane, we couldn't pay like we were paying. We had topped out. It's going to require us to take this step back, and we'll figure it out. That's going to require patience on Ja Morant's part. I'm not sure, right? We'll see.
Yeah.
If he's willing to give it, willing to have it. Like, that will be key in this thing. If we get 30 games in, it's ugly, Brad, not to interrupt you.
No.
But I could see Ja. Man, what have we done? What am I a part of now?
I think the part you're missing, though, is even if he's healthy, he has to shoot upwards of 35% from 3. If he doesn't
if he
doesn't shoot above 35%, you're hooked.
Nah, Ja can still be effective without being an elite level 3-point shooter. I think we've seen him at his peak.
I think he needs to be average or above 35%.
Does that percentage need to go up? I'm with you. Absolutely, it does. I think he's shown, though, that he can be a franchise lifter even without being an elite 3-point shooter. That said, Desmond Bane, one of the things I loved about him was that he always added to his game every offseason.
Oh,
and
yes.
So whether it's percentages going up in the 3-point department, whether it's getting that mid-range game that you have every ability to do, get into those floaters and runners, but pull up Jays in the middle. Ja Morant's got to add that to your game. Desmond, do it all the time.
Right.
And Ja's been on the world tour with Nike, and that's been great and everything else, but let's come back and have that game refined so we're right out on the floor, everything else. We're not far apart, Brad. Ja, there are areas of Ja's game he needs to improve, But it all starts with him being out there. I think
you gotta
he's
be available,
of,
right?
Of lifting this thing up. And if they're going to be the team Anthony Same believes they can be, right, and out of that play-in status and sort of something that's much more competitive, you will need Ja Morant on the floor the entire time. I know a guy who doesn't miss Fridays. He doesn't miss a game. His name's Mark Healy. We're going to talk to him on the other side of this break. He's the 35th year voice of the Millington Trojans, who are starting their 100th football season, the centennial season this year. Jamborees tonight. We're going to talk to Mark Healy's family. I cut my radio teeth back in the day with Mark Healy over at 56. We're going to do that on the other side of the break. You listen to Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Mark Healy is the voice, longtime voice of the Millington Trojans. In fact, this will be his 35th year. Imagine that. He's done 35 of the 100. It is Millington's centennial football season. And as I mentioned before we brought him on, he and I go way back. Used to do old Preps radio show together. He helped me cut my teeth in radio long before I ever knew I'd be back. I consider him family. There's no question about it. And he joins us now. Make sure you're following him on X at @Mark_Healy. Jamborees tonight.
It is.
Unofficial kickoff to the season. As I was telling Brad, you can smell it in the air. And unfortunately, I have not. It's been years since I've gotten to smell it with you. And so welcome, first of all. Because this was always, it always was. As a guy who covered the Preps for 7 years, got a chance to go out there with you to Millington, this was always a special time of the year. And to get a chance to do this with you and have you in studio, special for me. I just want you to know that. So, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Always special, whether we get together for lunch or for any other reason to hang out with you. Glad to see how your career has ascended from
it's changed
from doing the Preps to as we were talking about in the break, the first time I met you was in the old dilapidated Crump Stadium, and we were playing Central was in our district at that time.
Wow, that's way
and you were working for the CA while you were still at
I was
Smith
freelancing.
State.
Yeah, you're dead on.
And you came up and interested, and we talked a little bit. And then the next time I believe I saw you after that was when we met in the lobby at 56.
Wow.
When they decided to do the specialty prep show. And
that's
I think
right.
It was probably right after that is when I started doing the Friday night scoreboard thing.
How about that? Before we get to all that and me and you and all those old fun times, let's talk about you. Season number 100 overall and 35 for you.
Been doing the PA for 35, been doing football and basketball. So my dad was in the Navy. We were there from 66 to 70. Mm-hmm. Left, came back in 76 when he retired. So I've been there at Millington since 76. I started as a freshman in high school in the fall of 76.
Wow.
So basically for 50 of the 100 years, I've seen my fair share of ball games.
And in terms of this year and everything that's gone into it for, it's a 100th year anniversary. I mean, are you putting off you putting off surgeries and everything this year is so important? You still, you know, how are you feeling going into year 35?
Well,
you look good.
Well, I will be 63 on Sunday. I've had
happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. I've had arthritis in my knee since I was 17.
I knew you had a knee, but you still look like you're getting around pretty good. So I didn't know here.
It is. In the last year, it's starting to catch up to me. I don't have a whole lot of cartilage. And so I've gone the whole route of doing physical therapy and doing gel injections and cortisone shots. And it was to the point where, and I've torn my meniscus on top of that as well. While I've been doing all this.
What were you out there doing, trying to show the kids how to run routes?
Actually, I was just turning around and taking a step, and it sort of buckled on me, and I went the following week and saw the guy, and he said, yeah, you've torn your meniscus. So I said, well, I'm not going to have surgery on my meniscus if you're going to replace my knee. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
This guy's a gamer. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
I get that.
So, and the last time I saw him, he said, look, he says, we can do it, you know, go in arthroscopically and take that, but it's not going to correct the other pain that you're having.
Mm-hmm.
So, made the decision because I asked him. I said, look, I said, I've got to go up to Kansas City for a wedding. What if we do the knee replacement? When I come back, gives me about 5 weeks of rehab before the first football game. Can I walk up the steps to the press box to do the game?
How many steps is it?
45 one way.
Ugh.
And he told me absolutely not. So then I said, all right, well, then we're just going to do the injections and we'll worry about surgery in November.
Because you had to be ready for the
season. If this would have been the 95th year, I probably would have went ahead and done it. But
how about that?
Because
about
we had started planning stuff and coming up. And I'll tell you what, I've got to give credit to, for starters, with J.J. Ganaza.
Please do.
Local historian. You know, we discussed over the years, among a lot of other things. And he would always tell me, send his football scores. He's creating this great big database. This is back in 2020.
Yep.
So he met me over at the Oak Court Mall and gave me a jump drive with all of the scores of every Millington football game going back to 1926.
Ganaza's a library.
And he also gave me, it had on there Houston's and Germantown's and Whitehaven's and Bartlett's.
Good
and
grief.
So I've got a lot of information there. I think there are probably 13 or 14 games that we know that we either won, lost, or tied, but don't have a score for. And I've gone back in the archives and I can't find, you know, I've exhausted almost every opportunity short of having somebody that was actually there, which isn't going to happen. But I'll get back to that in just a minute. So he gives me that and I start talking to the coach. He says, you know, in a couple of years, we're going to have 100 years here. So we ought to do something.
Yeah.
And so slowly but surely, and then started talking with the right people. I've always been involved with the Booster Club out there, but Tony Johnson's been the president of the Booster Club. He and his wife, Vicky, have been unbelievable during this whole thing here. And the amount of work, Angie and Scott Purser, Hank Hawkins is involved, Coach Chris Michael, yep. Just to name a few. I've even incorporated my girls into it. So my youngest graduated with a degree in media relations from Memphis. She's currently working for Raymond James, but, you know, she wanted to do the media stuff. I said, all right, said, I can get to so many people through Facebook and through Twitter. Why don't you create us an Instagram page so we can get that younger generation? And so she comes up, gets that started. Within 4 hours, we've had 800 views. This was way back a couple of months ago. So we're trying to reach out and nail everybody that we can possibly get to and go from there. But it was just something that we felt needed to be done.
How many others, and I was kind of asking this off air, so you got a little bit, how many others are around year 100? Do we know Bartlett's
okay, so,
in there?
So, and we'll jump to Bartlett here in a minute, because if we would have realized back in 2015, I believe it was, that we had played them for 89 straight years, we never would have stopped the series. But back around that time, that's when they made the decision to take the biggest 32 schools in the state and make that 6A.
Yep.
And they were all going to play each other. So they really didn't have room to play us.
Ah.
And that lasted for 2 years. Then they changed it back up again. So we picked them back up in 17, I believe it was. Played them 17, 18. And that's the last time we played them. But if we'd realized 89 years in a row, we would have preserved that history.
Kept it going the entire time.
So Bartlett, we played Bartlett the first year. We played Covington when they were known as Byers Hall.
How about that? I never even heard.
They merged with the other school in 1970 to play Covington to become Covington. We played Whitehaven, Humes, Trenton. I'm guessing it's probably Trenton Peabody.
Yep.
Played Fayette County, which merged with another school in Fayette County to become Fayette Ware. Right around late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
So we started looking at, and played Ripley as well. So what can we do? We'd really love to play one of those schools from that first year.
Oh, man.
So, you know, to tie it in, well, we've got no business playing Whitehaven. We've got no business playing Bartlett, has three times as many students, and them and Collierville are the largest two schools in the state.
Wow, I didn't realize it.
Fayette Ware is in our district now, so we weren't going to play them. We tried to get tied up with Ripley, but we were waiting on the new alignment to come in for districts, so we couldn't really. So we settled on Fairley. Fairley was able. Okay. We had scrimmaged them in the past. They were willing to move the game to Saturday, which we're going to do. It's next Saturday.
Next Saturday's the opener.
We wanted people to be able to have that extra day to get into town if they were coming in from out of town.
Awesome. So you do end up getting it against
against a good team.
I was going to ask you about Fairley.
That's really tough. That's really tough. I mean, they took us to the woodshed last year in the scrimmage, and you can just see how athletic they were. Got to the semifinals last year before getting beat.
Tonight's jamboree at Bartlett.
Tonight's jamboree is Bartlett. It starts at 6:30. It's Arlington and Collierville first.
Mm-hmm.
It's Houston and Bartlett second, and then being the home team usually plays doubles up, and we'll play Bartlett in the third quarter.
All right, educate me. What do we have for year 100? How do we feel about this season for the Trojans?
Lot of question marks.
Sound like me talking about the Grizzlies.
We have, of the 61 kids that we have on the roster, 40 of them are freshmen and sophomores.
Dude, you are young.
Only nine seniors. It's tough. It's real tough. And, you know, you mean, especially, I think there are two senior linemen and maybe two or three juniors. All your linemen are freshmen, sophomores. So to be ready for that physicality of high school football when you're a 14-year-old going up against a 350-pound 17-year-old who's been through the wars and everything, that's a, you know, wake up and smell the coffee because you're going to get drilled.
No, you're going to take some lumps.
So,
But at some point, that's going to pay off, whether it's now, whether it's maybe it can be right in the media, but definitely down the road, all those young guys playing as much as it sounds like they're going to play this year.
It is. You know, we've got some seniors. We've got, you know, some of the guys, Damian King, Trey Wampler, Cameron Calhoun on defense, the line, Jamal Newsom, Jalen Macklin. We brought in a kid last year and threw him to the fire as a freshman, Najee Bolton. He'll be a sophomore. He's 6'3", 320.
Wow.
And once he figures out how good he can be, you know, we take that next step. We got Chris Duckworth, AJ Wiggins, Christian Green, who's a freshman wide receiver. There'll be wide receiver and DB. And then, and Duckworth, a two sport guy. Duckworth plays, baseball, is probably throwing in, I don't know, mid 80s, I'm guessing, already. But not nice little all around athlete. And then we've got a battle for quarterback with, Cole Hawkins, which is Hank's, nephew. He's a sophomore, and then Seth Irvin. Cole plays baseball, wrestling, and football, and as tough as you'll come. Not very big, but is a hard-nosed kid.
What's it going to look like in terms of everything that you've done? You were mentioning all the folks that have been involved. What is it going to look like out there? You mentioned it's next Saturday night in terms of the things that you all have planned to kick this thing off.
It is. So so Hank and one of our assistant football coaches, Nelson Craddock, his wife is the softball coach, Casey. They put together a golf tournament. We've already got 25 teams. We're going to play at Orgel next Friday afternoon.
Congrats on that.
So that's a good little thing for all the people that can get to town early or the ones that are already here. Saturday at the Performing Arts Center, everybody calls it the PAC. It's brand new. It's been there 3-4 years. We have over 100 years of memorabilia that's going to be inside the PAC. And so that starts at 4 o'clock. You'll be able to go in, and we have it broken down by decades.
Okay.
And so you'll 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way around. Then we'll have a special board just for this year's team. But we've gotten leather football helmets. We've got old varsity. Before they did the jackets that are sweaters and used to get the big the big end when you were varsity. And if you were on the JV run, you'd get the little one that's, you know, that small. So we've got all this. A lot of people have donated stuff to us for display. And then Angie and Vicky. My daughter, Ashley, there's a number, Stephanie Tencher. A lot of women have got together. You know, they're all the artsy people.
Yes, yes.
Don't
more
ask
so
me,
than us.
Don't ask me to do anything artsy. So, you know.
They've handled that side
of it. It's kind of like, you know, there always used to be somebody come up to sing the national anthem, or especially if it was raining or the band wasn't going to be there. Yeah. And so I'm looking around, and there's nobody there. I said, look, I talk. I don't sing.
I'm not doing this for you.
So I went and grabbed a lady, Kelly Ritter. Thank you very much for what you've done in the past and what I'll probably recruit you in the future. She was sitting right outside the press box. I said, come here.
Can you sense the passion? You probably didn't hear us before earlier on, Mark, but Brad and I were talking sports love languages and the things that sort of get our juices flowing. And clearly, you know, Millington Sports – football, you know, it's been around the board for you. It's Millington that does that for you. You tell me, when I listen to this passion that's still coming out going into your 35th year, this feels like it's kept you young, staying, you know, it, just in that sense. I don't get any sense that you, it sounds like it's your voice, your passion. This dude I'm looking at could go another 35 years. I just... Has stepping away ever crossed your mind? Is this too just ingrained in you, your family? You just laid out your daughters and everybody else that, no, I've never thought about it. What's kept you coming back?
I've always wanted to do something like this. And the funny thing was, is before I even got into broadcasting school, the year before I started, Coach Harrison was coming back to Millington. He was one of my teachers when I was in school.
Okay.
So I said, look, I want to do something. You know, I've always been a sports guy. And so, he, you know, it, the funny story about that was, you know, I told him I wanted to do the PA. He said, fine. The year before, he had a kid up there doing it. And the kid made a derogatory comment, real sarcastic, that, oh, that's another penalty on the Trojans. The official came over to Coach Harrison and said, if he does that again, you're getting a 15-yard penalty. Well, that was enough to make him change his mind right there. And
boom.
And so that was it. But, you know, wow. It's something I always wanted to do. And then I got into broadcasting. And when I went to broadcasting school, it sort of flipped it for me. Because when I went to broadcasting school, it was only just to do play-by-play and maybe to do some PA stuff. But I wanted to do play-by-play. And then I got into the music side of it. So then I started working for this very station before it became ESPN, back when it was music. The very first year, it was 1993. It was Arrow 93. We were a 70s rock station, classic rock. The very next year, we switched over to WMFS. And for the longtime people in this community, we had billboards out. And the billboards had the WMFS, but the MF were much larger and in red lettering as opposed to. So we caught hell for that.
Yeah.
But we were an attitude station. We were playing rock music. We got in trouble for having a baby on the billboard with headphones on, and he was crying. Never mind you, it was the program director's son. And so, you know, so it started there, and then
wild.
Probably 96, 97, we had some guys approach us that wanted to rent our production studio out to do a syndicated sports talk show. Show was called Conference Call. It was based on the SEC, and it was syndicated all throughout the South. Yeah. So I was then doing the Stern Show in the morning, producing that. And since they were using our stuff, I came in and started producing that show. And then in 98, when they had leased the house, the old greenhouse that's right next to Germantown High School, they built a studio in there. I left and went with them to do that. And then shortly after that, started doing the high school stuff on the radio. But I'd always been doing the PA as well. And then, you know, I just have to, if you don't have a strong enough family, then it doesn't matter. Because I took my kids with me. I'd go over to talk to a football coach or a basketball coach and take, I think it was Amanda. I think it was my middle one. I'm over talking to Kevin McMillan, who's the girls' head coach at UT Martin right now. Set her down on the floor and she'd watch the kids go up and down the floor while I'm talking to him. And she really didn't care about sports at all. But then, you know, you sort of get that attention. And then all the girls from the team would come over. Oh, let me hold her. And So I have to give credit to my wife, Sharon, and the girls, because there are a lot of times I probably put them in a bad situation because of what I wanted to do or whatever. And, you know, and then I did the scoreboard show until when we were a running team, which for the mostly of the 100 years we've been a running team.
I was going to say.
We switched to the spread in 2012. I could get done with the game and still drive from Millington to the station on Mount Moriah for the start of the show. Now, the first time we did the show, it was on AM 790.
Okay.
And we never came on before 10:30 because they simulcast the news every night on Friday night. So it gave me plenty of time. Well, we were coming on at 10 o'clock on 56.
Previously, yep.
And we started throwing the ball, and everybody started throwing the ball, and the clock doesn't run.
Game's taking longer.
I was leaving the stadium in the third quarter without knowing how the game was going to end, and driving to get to the studio to start the show. And then it got to a point where I started just doing the show from the press box. Or I would go over to my office and I would do it. Or I'd do it at my house as opposed to actually physically coming
in. What were they doing
in
on the PA in those nights that you were running off?
Either somebody would step in, or somebody wouldn't do it at all, just depending on the given night.
Wow. Wow.
But so that's
it's
been
always been a part of you.
It has.
It just sounds like in terms of your answer to that question, you've just never thought about it not being a part of you.
Right. That's just something I always wanted to do, you know, and just, you know, and it was a way, you guys know this probably as well as I do. Millington gets the short end of the stick when it comes to the surrounding communities, through the Bartletts, the Carvilles, the Germantowns, the Arlingtons,
would agree 100%.
The other branches.
That's facts.
And so it was a way to promote our guys. And to do that and give ourselves a little bit of a pub. I remember probably late 70s, early 80s, seeing an article in the Commercial Appeal where they were trying to compare houses in Germantown and Millington, and took a picture of a mansion in Germantown and took a picture of a $50,000 house in Millington. I'm thinking,
that's unfair, not a fair comparison. That's how y'all been getting the short end.
And the TV stations are just as much to blame. I'll see a thing that'll say murder happens in Millington, and I'll look at the address. I'm thinking, that's in Fraser. That's not even close to us. Mm-hmm. But it's convenient for them because somebody hadn't done their homework to find out where it's at.
Yeah, so it's come out of a great deal of pride,
right,
from where you have come from.
Yeah, so I've lived in Millington 53 of my 63 years.
Yeah, man.
So, let me go back to the 100-year thing. So we've got this, the whole thing with the memorabilia. There'll be merchandise for sale. There'll be photo ops. You can get tickets for the game right outside the pack. We have a tailgate area for former players, coaches, and managers. We've got it catered. We've got tents set up. You can come out there and socialize and all that.
That'll be next week.
Next Saturday, August the 23rd. Everything starts at 4. At 6 o'clock, we're going to make our way over to the stadium and do an on-field ceremony starting at 6:30.
Okay.
And we've got a couple of surprises for the guys and the managers and the coaches that'll show up with us. When we talked about the Bartlett thing, but also going back to the start. In 1926, the coach, last name was Castelaw. I believe it was R.K. Castelaw. Mm-hmm. We were able to track down his grandson, who is a retired Shelby County Sheriff's Deputy.
Wow.
We also, and I'm doing an interview with this another gentleman tomorrow morning. He is 93 and played for us. He's a member of the class of 48. And he's coming out, and he's
unbelievable.
And he's excited to do the interview. He's excited to do the show, to come out there for the ceremony and all that. So it's we knew that we're not going to find anybody in the 20s or the 30s, and really, but so this looks like this will be the oldest living guy.
That's awesome, man. I want to get out there next Saturday. Hopefully, I can join you. I'd love to be a part of that. Y'all still do was it Dove that y'all used to wrap in bacon or something? I used to get off the grill. I used to get something out there.
The we'll weights, but they probably do.
In the day, I might have tasted a little Dove out there wrapped in
bacon.
You
got a bunch of old country boys that like to go hunting, and they'll come over with a lot of stuff.
I wish we could. I had another hour. I don't. You know how this thing works. I love you, brother. It's great seeing you again. I hope to see you next Saturday night.
I do. I love you too, brother, and thanks for having me.
Yep. He is Mark Healy, longtime voice. It'll be his 35th year calling it out at Millington. They open their 100th season next Saturday out at Millington against Fairley. Can't wait to see my man out there. We'll be back to wrap it up, hand you off to Jeffrey Wright and company. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Big thank you to our man, Mark Healy, for coming in here. Longtime voice of the Millington Trojans. It is high school football season in Memphis, Tennessee. I knew I was already up on him, but my wife, he was out working the jamboree last night at Hallie. Those jamborees continue tonight all over the city. So high school football in full effect gets fully underway next Friday night. And, yeah, I guess this, too, is the last Friday we won't have, what, college football and everything else, too, because that'll all, I think, get it kicked into gear next week as well. So football's in the air. And, yeah, man, always a special time when I can get a chance to talk to my old friend, Mark Healy. I think I am going to go out there. I think it was they had me try. If I'm not mistaken, I could tell the look on his eyes. He could tell this. I was remembering back. They had this dove that they had grilled and wrapped it in bacon. They said, try some.
It's perfect.
You've had this,
that's
apparently.
That's a staple in the country.
A delicacy?
Oh, it's a staple. Yes, especially for dove hunters.
And so I was very...
I'm a dove hunter, so I know.
Me being a city boy, come out to cover the Millington Trojans team from the CA and growing up in the middle of Midtown, I'd never had dove wrapped in bacon. I was biting on it with my... This is good. I can actually educate on
this subject as a dove hunter. We are actually closing in because after Labor Day, at least around a lot of the country... you get into dove season, and there will be dove available, and we will be wrapping those breasts in bacon, and we will be putting them on the grill for those savory flavors, my friend.
Man, I was out there, and I had some.
They have
of this.
That in Millington.
It was one of my best one of my favorite memories about covering football in Millington.
I'm so glad
that's a real deal thing.
I thought it was great that Mark defended Millington, and I've spent a lot of time out there. Millington has a lot going on for it, by the way. Mark always gets
the short end of the stick.
But I mean, Johnny Ray and those guys have the ballparks going. They're building apartments and new condos. They've got new residents out there. The Navy has brought a few things back.
Dude, my pastor moved out there. It's beautiful living.
It's
He's
good.
Got peace and everything
Cheap,
else all around.
Pretty good prices, and it's pretty
and
safe, you know, as far as the community. Those people care about that place, a lot of old Navy folks.
And you could hear it from Mark. There's a great deal of pride
there
from
is.
The folks out there, and
is.
Especially the ones that have been out there, and they know better than anybody the sort of short end of the stick that they've gotten compared to the other outer air outskirts of Memphis, whatever suburbs.
All the shine goes to Colorado.
The Germantowns, the Collierville's. They're a proud people.
No doubt.
A hard-working people in Millington, and I'm with them, man. They always seem to get the short end of the stick.
Well, they are competing with Mumford, too. Those people in Mumford take a lot of pride in their city, so it's Mumford and Millington, and there's a big rivalry there.
That's the M&M Bowl,
yes,
I believe.
That is
Mumford, Millington, back in the...
In baseball now, they have quite the battle as well.
I mean, Millington, he talked about Millington and Bartlett there, played for 89 straight years, and now are back on, and so... man, I love talking the old high school football. Takes me back to my roots, and I wish Millington the best of luck in its 100th season. We also thank our first hour guest, the great Anthony Sane from the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media, for joining us there first hour. That's a week. Stay tuned for Jeffrey Wright and Company. Our man John Martin will be back on Monday. We will be whole. Make sure you're here with us. From my man Brad, I'm Jason. We're going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.